Chosen One, this moment is not random. Heaven orchestrated this exact second, placing you precisely here to receive these words, not as an accident, but as a deliberate act of divine timing. Forget curiosity. You are here by sacred covenant. Something monumental has shifted in the spiritual atmosphere, and the weight of God's perfect timing is settling upon your life like a mantle of gold. The sheer fact that this message intersected your path is the irrefutable confirmation that you are standing on the precipice of a supernatural elevation, a profound generational wealth transfer, a radical transformation that will irrevocably redefine the map of your destiny. Chosen One, you have stepped into a profound season where past delays will give way to sudden arrival. The once immovable doors are now shuttering on their hinges. The long-withheld blessings are mobilizing for immediate release. Heaven has been refining you in solitude, molding your character through silent, unseen battles. And now, the moment of critical mass, the breaking point, has finally manifested. As the ancient text declares in Habakkuk 2 verse 3, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not delay." Anointed One, prepare your inner man. What you are about to assimilate is not mere motivation, but prophetic alignment. It is heaven's definitive instruction for your next move. It is the palpable atmosphere of breakthrough being poured over you right now. Stay anchored to this word because your radical elevation begins in this very second. Chosen One, receive this with the full intensity of your spirit. When heaven prepares to elevate you, the process does not begin with spectacle, public attention, or premature applause. It always begins with a whisper, a subtle, quiet stirring that only those who are spiritually alert can perceive. And whether you have consciously registered it or not, that deep stirring has already commenced within your soul. You have felt it for weeks, perhaps even months, that undeniable sense that the coordinates of your life are shifting, even though the surface reality remains unchanged. That inner gravitational pull toward simplicity, toward silence, toward spiritual separation, and intensified discernment is not accidental. It is divine alignment. It is heaven preparing you for an elevation so significant, so weighty, that you simply cannot carry your old identity, your old habits, or your old circle into it. Chosen One, when God sets out to promote you, He does not announce it to the world. He prepares you meticulously in private. He trims the excessive noise around you, pulls you away from unnecessary, draining voices, and cultivates a deep, profound hunger for stillness. This is not a sign of retreat. It is the absolute evidence that you are rising. And rise you will, but in a manner the world will never anticipate. I know this specific path intimately. I have walked through it. There were powerful seasons where God was dramatically increasing my capacity. Yet outwardly, it appeared as if I was losing ground. When He was sharpening my discernment, people assumed I was pulling back socially or being antisocial. When He was deepening my clarity, onlookers mistook my focus for confusion. When He was profoundly elevating my spirit, the world looked on and concluded I was shrinking away from the spotlight. But understand this, chosen elevation always resembles reduction before it ever manifests as undeniable promotion. That is the hidden law governing divine wealth transfer. The greater and more enduring the blessing, the quieter and more protected the preparation must be. Chosen One, heaven is positioning you for a level of wealth and influence that is so strategic, it must be protected at all costs, never flaunted. This is precisely why God is training you now to move with the disciplined caution of someone who has everything to lose, even before the blessing fully arrives. Acting low or acting poor in spirit is not about feigning poverty. It is about strategic positioning. It is rooted in profound wisdom. It is about recognizing that the anointing you carry demands rigorous discretion. Genuine elevation is silent because true abundance is established in the spiritual realm long before it materializes in the material one. There were distinct days in my own spiritual journey when the Holy Spirit decisively pulled me away from circles that looked supportive on the surface but were spiritually draining and toxic beneath. There were times when I felt God instructing me directly, "Do not show everything you carry right now." Back then, I didn't fully grasp the why. I wrongly assumed I needed to visibly shine, to demonstrate the blessings, to publicly prove that I had overcome. But heaven corrected my perspective. I learned that some blessings multiply fastest in the rich soil of secrecy. Some miracles only gain momentum when the noise and scrutiny are removed. And some forms of divine wealth can only retain their purity and power when guarded behind the shield of genuine humility. Chosen One, this same vital lesson is being delivered to you now. Heaven is revealing that discretion is not based on fear. It is strategic wisdom. It is a protective fortress. It is high spiritual intelligence. When you choose to maintain a low profile, you naturally repel the leeches, the users, and the jealous. When you appear simple, you attract genuine alliances and real hearts. When you walk quietly, you move through life without unnecessary interference. And when your wealth is carried in silence, it carries divine authority and weight. You are already noticing this. People misinterpret your quiet simplicity. They assume lack because you choose not to showcase. They underestimate you because you refuse to perform for their applause. They misread your intentions because you maintain your blessings strictly between yourself and God. But let them continue in their assumptions. Their judgment is not an insult to you. It is your shield. Their misunderstanding is the very veil God is using to protect the sanctity of your next chapter. I vividly recall the moment I finally grasped this principle deeply. I had just received a monumental breakthrough, something I had intensely prayed for over many years. My first automatic instinct was to share, to celebrate publicly, to show those who doubted me that God had thoroughly vindicated my path. But the Holy Spirit halted me abruptly with one single, powerful sentence. Do not reveal what I am still building. The moment I obeyed that difficult instruction, everything in my life accelerated exponentially. The less I showed, the more God grew the blessing. The quieter I became, the louder and more decisive heaven moved on my behalf. That is the paradox of the chosen path. Silence is momentum. This is why heaven is calling you into a strategic posture of spiritual anonymity. You are not losing your inner light. You are learning the disciplined art of directing it. You are not abandoning your greatness. You are expertly concealing it until the appointed perfect time. It is written in Habakkuk 2 verse 3 that the vision waits for its designated time. And your time is absolutely coming, but first you must master the fundamental discipline of hidden strength. Chosen One, acting poor. When you get rich does not mean withholding gratitude or generosity. It means withholding exposure. It means letting God fully finish the masterpiece before you reveal the blessing. It means moving like someone who knows their wealth is fundamentally divine, not merely performative. You must begin to think and operate like a builder, not a spectator. Like a guardian, not a self-promoter. Like a sovereign heir, not a desperate beggar. You are currently being shaped into a powerful individual who carries wealth without arrogance, influence without generating unnecessary noise, and abundance without the corrosive presence of ego. This is the precise posture required for supernatural transfer. This is the mature mindset of those heaven truly trusts with generational blessing and enduring authority. And right now, heaven is trusting you, chosen one. As you move deeper into this profound revelation, you must understand that the training curriculum heaven is placing upon you is not arbitrary. It is intentional, surgically strategic, and prophetically aligned with the high destination you are journeying toward. There is a definitive reason you feel that overwhelming urge to withdraw, to speak less, to observe more keenly, and to protect your inner world with an intensity you have never carried before. This is not simple social exhaustion or fatigue. This is high spiritual preparation. Heaven is conditioning your spirit to handle the kind of wealth, influence, and sheer authority that cannot be effectively carried by someone who desperately needs to be seen or validated. You are being sculpted into a leader who leads primarily from stillness, not from clamor. Someone whose true power is deeply rooted in refined discernment, not in outward, unnecessary display. And as this magnificent transformation unfolds within you, you will start to notice that the people around you begin to reveal their true selves without you ever needing to ask a single probing question. Their hidden intentions surface effortlessly. Their energy exposes their true position in your life, Their subconscious reactions unveil their deepest, often hidden truth. This heightened sensitivity is the gift of spiritual sight, and God grants it only to those He is preparing for an exceedingly higher, more demanding assignment. Chosen One, I remember the intensity when this first dawned on me. I would walk into a room and suddenly feel the crushing weight of people's underlying motives before they even uttered a word. I could instantly sense who celebrated me with sincere joy and who clapped merely out of rote habit. I could feel who genuinely wished me well and who secretly harbored fear or resentment regarding my ascent. This overwhelming sensitivity was jarring and sometimes paralyzing at first, but then the realization hit me. It was not a burden. It was profound grace. It was the irrefutable evidence that heaven was lifting me into a realm where discernment is exponentially more valuable than applause or external validation. And this exact same grace is now resting heavily upon you. Your ability to feel the nuances of the room is rapidly increasing. Your capacity to read between the lines of conversation is strengthening profoundly. Your spiritual instinct is becoming louder and more authoritative than your linear logic. These are not random occurrences. These are definitive signs that heaven is teaching you how to walk and operate as someone who carries divine wealth. And as this new sensitivity expands, you will find yourself acting radically differently. You will naturally begin to avoid unnecessary, shallow conversations, not because you dislike people, but because your spirit recognizes that not everyone has earned the right to access the sacred territory of your mind. You will cease sharing your dreams prematurely because you now intimately understand that a revelation must be protected and nurtured like a precious seed until its time. You will willingly let go of the relentless urge to prove yourself because your core identity no longer depends on the world's fleeting validation. Your maturing spirit will adamantly insist on boundaries that your old, people-pleasing self would have reflexively apologized for. This is growth. This is alignment. This is God shaping the magnitude of your character to match the enormous magnitude of the blessing He is prepared to release into your life. Chosen One, you must also recognize that this elevated path requires immense emotional strength and resilience. There will inevitably be days when you feel profoundly misunderstood, when your silence is misinterpreted as weakness or your deep calmness is mistaken for passivity. People will assume your life is simple or uncomplicated because you do not broadcast your complexities. They will severely underestimate your future capacity because you do not prematurely announce every victory. They will hastily judge your measured pace because they fail to realize that the footsteps of heaven are guiding your movements. But allow them to remain blind. Their fundamental misunderstanding is your ultimate protection. Their assumptions serve as a divine cloak that keeps your elevation hidden and secure until the appointed hour of revelation. Do not expend 1 ounce of precious energy trying to defend or correct the inaccurate narratives others create about you. Heaven does not need you to defend yourself against critics. Heaven needs you to remain intensely focused on the assignment. And in this deep, quiet space of focus, you will begin to notice something truly extraordinary transpiring. While others relentlessly chase validation and external approval, you will be given profound, actionable revelation. While others race desperately for visibility, you will gain undeniable velocity toward your goal. While others depend heavily on generating noise to feel important, you will gain lasting, sustainable influence in strategic silence. Your wealth, both spiritual and material, will begin to grow exponentially. Not because you are striving harder, but simply because you are perfectly aligned. What used to feel eternally out of reach will begin to effortlessly move toward you. People who once ignored or minimized you will now actively seek your wisdom and counsel. Doors that previously refused to open will swing wide without any forced effort. Opportunities that once seemed utterly impossible will materialize out of the ether. This is the guaranteed result when a chosen one learns to move with profound discretion. This is what manifests when you anchor your identity firmly in humility. Chosen One, understand this principle clearly. Heaven grows what you guard. The more diligently you protect your inner vision, the faster it develops and matures. The quieter you intentionally become, the stronger your anointing grows. The more intentional you are with the deployment of your energy, the more authority you carry in the spirit realm. Wealth, when securely hidden, becomes immensely powerful. Influence, when fiercely protected, becomes unstoppable. Blessings, when nurtured in the rich soil of silence, multiply effortlessly and sustainably. This is the definitive reason God trains His chosen ones in secrecy and anonymity, not to shrink their purpose, but to profoundly strengthen their character, not to diminish their impact, but to deepen their spiritual roots, not to hide them forever, but to prepare them for a revelation so undeniable, so comprehensive, that the entire world will recognize the clear hand of God upon their life. And now, chosen one, heaven is drawing you intensely into this very process. You may currently feel isolated, but you are absolutely not alone. You may feel overlooked by the masses, but you are being divinely preserved. You may feel invisible, but you are being strategically positioned. Every quiet, solitary moment you are experiencing right now is a divine setup for a season where God will reveal you at the perfect time, in the perfect way, before the perfect, necessary people. Your task is beautifully simple. Stay humble. Stay hidden. Stay aligned. Heaven is moving on your behalf even in the most intense silence. And what is rapidly coming will require everything that God is painstakingly shaping in you right now. Chosen one, as you continue walking through this sacred transformation, you must recognize that what God is doing in your life is not merely an inward, emotional change, but a strategic spiritual positioning. Heaven is expertly orchestrating powerful alignments around you that you cannot yet perceive. And the silence you are being drawn into is the foundational architecture shaping your destiny. This silence is not emptiness. It is construction. It is the sound of heaven actively rearranging circumstances, vital relationships, and critical opportunities so that every single step you take next will be perfectly synchronized with your life's purpose. And though it may feel like nothing visible is happening, let this truth sink in. Everything is happening. The spiritual shift is real. The elevation is actively underway. The silence is the signal. Chosen one, I have personally walked through seasons where the silence felt exactly like abandonment, where the quiet made me deeply question my readiness, and where the lack of visible, immediate progress made me wonder if God had completely forgotten His sacred promise. But over time, I learned an invaluable, sacred truth. Heaven speaks the loudest in the quietest spaces. When God is silent, it is never His absence. It is perfect alignment. It is movement without announcement, preparation without the need for explanation, and elevation without warning. And in that powerful silence, God was fundamentally shaping me into someone who could actually handle the weight of blessings that would have crushed me had they arrived prematurely. Looking back today, I now clearly see that every quiet season was, in fact, an intense season of foundational construction. And the same profound construction is happening to you right now. Chosen one, you may feel like your life is currently hidden behind a veil that no one can pierce. You may feel like your progress is frustratingly invisible to others. You may feel like your dedicated efforts go unnoticed, your profound sacrifices unappreciated, and your essential growth unacknowledged by the world. But hear this clearly and let it anchor your soul. Heaven is the only witness you will ever need. What God observes is what definitively determines your elevation. What God approves is what precisely determines your timing. When God is pleased with your preparation, no human person or force can effectively block what is swiftly coming. This is why you must release the exhausting need for human recognition and fiercely embrace the protective power of invisibility. It is in invisibility that God strengthens your spiritual foundation so deeply that no future storm or trial can uproot you. And during these profound moments of silence and invisibility, heaven will proactively begin to remove things from your life that you did not even realize were actively hindering your growth. Some people will gently drift away. Some connections will inexplicably lose their meaning. Some opportunities will suddenly feel heavy and burdensome instead of promising and light. Do not cling desperately to what God is decisively removing. Everything that is currently leaving is actively making room for what is coming next. Everything that is being stripped away is creating spiritual space for something exponentially greater. And everything that feels like an undeniable loss is, in truth, an essential preparation for overwhelming abundance. When heaven begins to decisively shift your environment, it is purely because you have outgrown the spiritual level you were once comfortable residing in. Chosen one, One critical part of acting poor, when God makes you rich, means absolutely refusing to fit into the superficial mold that others expect you to fill. It means recognizing that your spiritual value is not measured by outward display, but by rigorous inward discipline. It means understanding implicitly that God blesses you intensely in private before he reveals you in public. And it means diligently building the specific kind of character that can easily stand under the immense, stabilizing weight of generational wealth. Anyone can receive money, but not everyone possesses the character to hold on to it, multiply it ethically, or utilize it for divine, lasting purpose. This is why God is intensely addressing your deeply ingrained habits, your core patterns, your hidden desires, and your essential boundaries right now. Heaven is not just preparing you to receive the blessing. Heaven is decisively preparing you to keep it and steward it well. There was a time when I mistakenly believed blessings came only in the form of open opportunities or undeniable breakthroughs. But then God revealed to me that one of the greatest, most enduring blessings he grants his chosen ones is the gift of discernment. Discernment is the spiritual protection that guards all wealth. Discernment is what preserves your purpose intact. Discernment is what exposes hidden threats before they materialize and reveals hidden, necessary paths forward. And as this critical gift deepens inside you, you will begin to notice things that others completely overlook. You will notice the subtle, almost imperceptible shifts in people's intentions. You will feel the immediate difference between what is genuinely meant for your ascent and what is designed specifically to distract you. You will see far beyond outward appearances and hear clearly beyond mere words. This is not paranoia or suspicion. This is high prophetic sight. Chosen one, you have decisively entered the stage where God trains hardened warriors, not aimless wanderers. Where he sharpens true leaders, not passive followers. Where he prepares kings and queens, not spectators sitting in the cheap seats. And this level of preparation often requires you to walk through seasons that feel intensely lonely, profoundly misunderstood, and seemingly undervalued. But do not mistakenly interpret the loneliness. It is separation for ultimate elevation. It is heaven separating you from the deafening noise so you can hear precise, vital instruction. And it is heaven strategically lifting you out of certain circles so you will not be trapped or confined in environments too small or limiting for your enormous calling. And as God elevates you internally, he will also begin to elevate you externally, but quietly. Your finances will shift in small, sustainable ways at first. Your opportunities will increase subtly and strategically. Your influence will grow without you desperately trying to force or manipulate it. Your clarity will sharpen effortlessly. This is how divine wealth grows, gradually, steadily, silently, without drawing unnecessary, dangerous attention. You are rising even now in ways that your spiritual enemies cannot track and your persistent doubters cannot see. Chosen one, acting poor, when you get rich, is not about diminishing your self-worth or hiding your light. It is about powerfully preserving your future destiny. It is about walking in advanced wisdom. It is about honoring God's intense process infinitely more than you honor the world's passing opinions. You are being shaped into someone rare. Someone who carries wealth with profound humility, influence with unshakable integrity, and power with absolute purity. This is an exceedingly rare combination, and heaven is actively trusting you to embody it fully. And now, as the sacred season unfolds, heaven invites you to embrace holiness in your daily habits, advanced wisdom in your critical decisions, and spiritual maturity in all your responses. You are fundamentally not the same person you used to be. You are standing on the threshold of a new chapter that requires the highest, most grounded version of yourself. Spiritually grounded, emotionally steady, mentally disciplined, and prophetically aware. The silence is not the end of the journey. It is the explosive beginning of everything God explicitly promised you. Chosen one, as you step into this next definitive phase of your transformation, you must understand that heaven is not only preparing you to receive massive wealth, but also rigorously preparing you to outlast it, protect it diligently, and carry it with the high spiritual maturity required for your divine assignment. This preparation is not gentle or superficial. It is profound. It touches every layer of your identity, every corner of your daily habits, every hidden motive, and every unhealed place remaining in your soul. Because when God lifts a chosen one, He does not lift them halfway. He lifts them fully. Spirit, mind, character, discipline, and eternal destiny. This is precisely why your current season feels so intense and demanding. God is not simply changing your external environment. He is radically changing you, the vessel. And every part of that demanding transformation is absolutely necessary for the staggering future you are about to walk into. Chosen One, wealth is not merely about money or material possessions. It is fundamentally about stewardship, divine authority, spiritual wisdom, and uncompromised clarity. Heaven will never entrust divine abundance to someone who will primarily use it to feed their own fragile ego. That is why God is stretching you now. That is why some promised blessings have been strategically delayed. That is why certain doors have remained closed and locked. It was not punishment or retribution. It was perfect protection. If the blessing had arrived too early, you might have mistakenly tied too much of your identity to it. You might have depended on it more than you depended on God Himself. You might have allowed others to manipulate or control you through the leverage of your own blessing. But now, after all the battles you have survived, all the painful lessons you have learned, and all the discernment you have gained, heaven can finally trust you with more. In my own personal journey, I learned that every season of external elevation came with an intense preceding season of pruning. People I once trusted were decisively removed from my life. Opportunities that seemed incredibly promising suddenly dried up without explanation. Plans I thought were divinely inspired turned out to be dangerous distractions. At first, I resisted the pruning. I tried desperately to hold on. But then I realized something sacred. Whenever God, when the divine prepares to pour forth fresh anointing, symbolized by new oil, He must diligently scour and clear away the remnants of old, exhausted containers. Similarly, whenever He is setting the stage to fully replenish your hands with blessing, He initiates a preparatory emptying first. And whenever the moment arrives in the divine timeline for your ascension and elevation, He meticulously removes any element, any dead weight, any distraction, that could potentially compromise the purity and velocity of your rise. This very same process of intense, purposeful pruning is operating in your life right now. And though the feeling may be intensely uncomfortable, recognize it for what it truly is. Heaven's profound mercy disguised within the experience of loss. My chosen one, you have already felt the unmistakable shift, noticing that certain relationships no longer harmonize with the elevated future God is drawing you toward. The very moment your spirit initiated its upward vibrational shift, certain individuals found themselves incapable of truly hearing or understanding your essence clearly. The spiritual alignment spontaneously broke. That specific connection, once vital, inevitably faded into silence. This didn't occur because you changed in any negative or destructive way. It happened because you grew into a specialized direction that they consciously or unconsciously refused to embrace. When your core spirit attains a new level of maturity, your relational environment must necessarily follow suit. And if it resists that change, heaven itself will execute the required correction to balance the imbalance. I implore you, do not spend precious energy mourning what God has purposefully extricated. What appears to be a painful separation is, in reality, a deliberate elevation. And what looks like deep emptiness is simply the Creator making ample room for the glorious deposit He is ready to unleash into your existence. Chosen One, the conscious act of maintaining a modest posture, of acting poor, even when God is positioning you for immense prosperity, is far more than a mere tactical strategy. It is, fundamentally, an identity. It is the defining characteristic of a soul that utterly refuses to be enslaved by material possessions, who dismisses the desperate chase for external validation, and who will never succumb to becoming a slave to mere image or reputation. It is the identity of one who harbors true, lasting wealth internally without ever needing to flaunt it, who possesses undeniable abundance without the need to boast about it, who moves with quiet authority without ever having to demand attention. This measured, humble posture utterly confuses the world, largely because the world system is chronically addicted to performance and visibility. But you were never called to perform for the masses. You were called to fundamentally transform your inner being. And mastering the art of transforming quietly is consistently one of the most profound demonstrations of genuine spiritual maturity. There were long stretches in my personal journey when people casually assumed I had nothing substantial to my name. They were entirely unaware that God had already placed the irrevocable blueprint of spiritual wealth deep inside my spirit. They observed my chosen simplicity and entirely misinterpreted it as definite lack. They saw my humility and mistakenly labeled it as inherent weakness. They perceived my unshakable calmness and incorrectly equated it with debilitating confusion. But those who were limited to judging my life purely externally possessed absolutely no grasp of the profound internal work God was executing within me. And years later, when the divine blessings manifested undeniably, they could not begin to fathom how such a tremendous shift had occurred so suddenly and swiftly. This narrative, my chosen one, will soon become your personal story. People will underestimate your potential in one season, only to find themselves compelled to stand in awe of your breakthrough in the very next. They will consistently misjudge your quiet simplicity until the predestined day God reveals the sheer scale of your abundance. Do not feel the need to correct their misconceptions. Allow them the necessary grace to learn through undeniable revelation. Chosen One. One of the most reliable and profound signs that you are actively stepping into a season of accelerated divine elevation is the noticeable deepening of your patience. Your core spirit becomes incredibly steady and stabilized. You cease the futile pursuit of what was never meant for you. You stop trying to force into existence what God has not yet authorized. You quit exhausting yourself trying to explain your motives or path to people who were never truly assigned to walk your journey alongside you. This newfound emotional discipline is not a mere accident or coincidence. It is the direct result of intensive, specialized spiritual training. Heaven is carefully preparing you to handle the massive weight of unprecedented wealth and influence without permitting it to corrupt or fundamentally alter your core identity. This is because genuine, lasting wealth demands a steady, unshakable heart, a rigorously disciplined mind, and a spirit that remains firmly anchored in God's presence, not in the fluctuating nature of external outcomes. And as the turbulence of your heart finally stabilizes, your spiritual sensitivity undergoes a noticeable increase. You begin to recognize divine timing with astonishing clarity. You start feeling the powerful, undeniable pull of heaven more strongly. You begin knowing precisely when to make your move and exactly when to remain utterly still and wait. You start hearing the clear voice of God in intricate ways you once habitually overlooked. This heightened sensitivity is not random luck. It is essential preparation for forthcoming divine instruction. Wealth divorced from clear instruction invariably descends into chaos. But wealth combined with sacred instruction matures quickly into profound impact, enduring legacy, and life-changing ministry. Chosen One. Everything you are currently experiencing, the imposed silence, the painful separations, the elevation that feels disguised as restriction, is heaven's intense process of shaping you into a vessel that can be fully trusted with breakthroughs so monumental they will radically shift the trajectory of your entire lineage. Do not rush this sacred process. Do not harbor resentment toward it. Do not fight against the necessary changes. Instead, embrace it fully. Because when heaven's preparation work is finally complete, the blessing will manifest with such undeniable power that no single person will be able to dispute that God Himself orchestrated every detail. The preparation is drawing close to its end, and your guaranteed rise is much nearer than you can currently perceive. Chosen One. As you deliberately step further into this phase of divine refinement, you must understand that what heaven is constructing and fortifying within your spirit is not some temporary strength, but an eternal, lasting capacity. This is not preparation for a minor blessing or a transient, seasonal breakthrough. This is preparation for a complete generational shift, a mantle-level elevation that will effortlessly outlive you, brightly outshine the trials that were necessary to shape you, and permanently outlast the limited opinions of everyone who doubted your purpose. The oppressive weight you sometimes feel on your spirit is not heaviness or burden. It is the sacred responsibility being entrusted to you. Heaven is granting you influence, material resources, and profound wisdom that will impact not merely your own life, but every single life connected to your ultimate destiny. This is precisely why your current process feels distinctly different from that of others. Your calling demands more. Your personal discipline inherently carries more spiritual weight. Your steadfast obedience echoes far louder in the spirit realm. You were never designed for the ordinary, crowded path. Chosen one, there comes a critical point in every true destiny where you cease chasing wealth. Instead, wealth itself begins to chase you. Not because you suddenly prayed louder or more intensely, but because you aligned deeper and truer with the divine will. This complete alignment is exactly what heaven is working to solidify in your character right now. The more your heart detaches from the gravitational pull of ego, the more effortlessly your spirit begins to attract abundance. The more thoroughly your internal motives are purified, the more substantially your genuine influence expands. The more readily you surrender your preferred timeline, the faster God accelerates your chosen path. This profound spiritual paradox deeply frustrates the purely analytical mind, yet it simultaneously liberates the fully surrendered spirit. You are actively learning to move in a spiritual rhythm that only the most spiritually mature can truly comprehend. A rhythm where stillness inherently generates momentum and deep humility becomes the guaranteed path to ultimate elevation. I distinctly recall a period when God deliberately began pulling me into much deeper levels of spiritual discipline. I simply could not understand why certain desires suddenly faded, why long-standing temptations instantly lost their magnetic appeal, or why I could no longer tolerate environments that once felt entirely comfortable and familiar. It felt as if my spirit had simply outgrown the limited version of me that everyone else was used to recognizing. I tried desperately to cling to the old rhythm, but it was a suffocating fit. Felt profoundly confining. And that was the moment God revealed this profound truth. Growth frequently feels indistinguishable from grief. Not because you are losing something genuinely valuable, but because you are necessarily shedding the very constraints that can no longer sustain your ascending destiny. That exact process of shedding and unraveling is occurring within you right now. Your spirit is actively grieving the version of you that simply cannot cross the threshold into your next, higher level. Chosen one, the decision to maintain a humble exterior when you become rich is not about diminishing yourself. It is, in fact, about dramatically elevating your discernment. It is about learning to see past the superficial surfaces of people, beyond the initial allure of opportunities, and beneath the comfortable facade of environments. When God increases your capacity, He does not desire an inflated heart. He demands an expanded vision. He wants you to clearly see who genuinely loves you for your true self, and who only loved the drama of your struggle. He wants you to accurately identify who truly supports your trajectory of growth, and who secretly fears your imminent transformation. This clarity is not an optional luxury in the next monumental season of your life. It is absolutely essential. Without this deep understanding, you cannot adequately protect the calling, the wealth, and the widespread influence heaven is meticulously placing into your hands. And as your necessary discernment expands, your relationships will undergo a dramatic and irreversible shift. Some deep connections will profoundly deepen. Others will quietly, inevitably fade away. Some people will openly admire and celebrate your evolution. Others will quietly harbor resentment toward it. Some will offer genuine celebration for your growth. Others will deliberately distance themselves because they can no longer financially or emotionally benefit from your old, self-imposed limitations. This is the precise point where many chosen ones make the fatal mistake of shrinking their true potential to desperately maintain relationships that no longer align with their mandated spiritual elevation. Do not make this error. Your divine assignment is far too monumental to negotiate your core identity merely for companionship. Your destiny is too inherently valuable to remain tied indefinitely to people who are fundamentally intimidated by the power of your anointing. And your future is too sacred and divine to be carelessly shared with those who only ever understood your limited past. Chosen one, true wealth necessitates immense emotional strength and resilience. Because the exact moment God elevates you, you will instantly begin to attract three primary types of people. Those who genuinely celebrate your success, those who silently observe your every move, and those who secretly harbor deep envy toward you. Heaven is intensively preparing you to discern the motives of all three without ever sacrificing your compassion, your humility, or your wisdom. You are being trained to remain perfectly calm under immense pressure, entirely grounded even under waves of public praise, and spiritually protected while under intense scrutiny. This is the root cause of why your emotional landscape is fundamentally shifting. You are far less reactive now. You are not easily provoked. You are significantly less dependent on external affirmation and validation. This foundational emotional maturity is the clearest sign that heaven is fully ready to entrust you with levels of influence that can no longer be shaken or determined by fickle public opinions. Snorts. There was a profound time in my own past when petty criticism deeply wounded me, when misunderstanding consistently discouraged me, when the sudden silence and withdrawal from others made me painfully question my entire direction. But as God gradually matured my spirit, I uncovered something tremendously powerful. The silence emanating from people often means that God is speaking into your life more clearly and loudly than ever before. Their withdrawal simply created the necessary space for heaven's pure instruction. Their physical distance allowed my intimacy with God to deepen exponentially. Their absence ultimately solidified and strengthened my sense of identity. And now, looking back with perfect clarity, I see that what I mistakenly thought was outright rejection was actually precise redirection. What I perceived as profound loss was, in truth, divine protection. And what I agonizingly labeled as loneliness was God's intimate invitation toward unparalleled communion. You, too, are walking through this exact same transformation, and soon you will look back upon this season with the same perfect clarity. Chosen One, you are entering a powerful season where your simple, consistent obedience will become the single greatest currency you possess. Not your established connections, not your impressive status, not even your natural skill, but your obedience. Obedience will miraculously open vast doors that raw talent could never hope to reach. Obedience will deliver phenomenal opportunities that education alone could never manufacture. Obedience will irrevocably break generational cycles that sheer willpower and strength alone could never overcome. And understand this, obedience will not always make logical or rational sense. God will ask you to decisively move forward when your instincts urge you to wait. He will ask you to patiently wait when every fiber of your being demands you run. He will ask you to intentionally release things you deeply love so that he can give you the very things you have desperately prayed for. This internal tension is not punishment. It is powerful, prophetic alignment. Chosen One, every single sacrifice you are embracing right now, every spiritual discipline you are adopting, every fleeting distraction you are rejecting, is actively constructing the unshakable foundation for a life that will fundamentally astonish those who once overlooked you. You are not preparing for a normal or average future. You are preparing for a destiny that bears the unmistakable fingerprint of heaven. And when God finally reveals the astonishing masterpiece he has been building within you, you will understand perfectly why the process had to be so intense, so sacred, and so necessary. Your profound becoming is nearing completion. Your guaranteed elevation is already fully in motion. Chosen One, as you continue to walk further through this necessary process of deep spiritual refinement, there is a fundamental truth you must grasp with absolute clarity. The higher God intends to lift you, the deeper he must first anchor your foundation. Elevation without foundational depth is guaranteed danger. Wealth without grounding is certain destruction. Influence without proven character is inevitably heading toward collapse. This is why heaven is not merely opening convenient doors for you right now. Heaven is actively strengthening the very floor beneath your feet. You are not being prepared for a fleeting blessing that lasts for a mere moment. You are being prepared for a mantle of authority that is designed to last for a lifetime. And this profound kind of preparation never takes place in public spaces. It occurs exclusively in the sacred, unseen chambers of isolation, surrendered will, and deep transformation. Chosen One, there comes an inevitable moment in every great destiny where God deliberately interrupts your comfort to fully establish your capacity. You begin to sense a quiet, formidable seriousness settle into your spirit, a tangible shift in your fundamental desires, a strong, magnetic pull toward deeper spiritual disciplines. Things that once easily entertained you now leave you feeling hollow and empty. Conversations that once fully engaged you now feel spiritually meaningless and shallow. Environments that once felt reassuringly familiar now feel profoundly spiritually heavy and draining. These inner changes are not random coincidences or anomalies. They are powerful confirmations. You are aggressively outgrowing the version of yourself that was acceptable in the past but is now entirely incompatible with your glorious future. Growth is rarely loud or public, and transformation is seldom aesthetically pretty. Sometimes it feels precisely like losing yourself when, in truth, it is you finally becoming the sovereign being God meticulously designed you to be. I vividly recall walking through a similar, unsettling season. Everything externally around me looked precisely the same, yet everything inside me was violently shifting. The superficial desires I used to chase aggressively no longer made any rational sense. The people I once entirely depended upon could no longer hear my new language. And the limited dreams I once held began to feel insultingly small for the fierce, rising fire in my spirit. Initially, I feared something was deeply wrong. I convinced myself I was losing all direction. But then God unveiled something truly profound. Elevation frequently feels like intense disorientation long before it settles into pure clarity. God will deliberately unsettle your internal landscape before he permanently positions you. He will empty you completely before he fully fills you. He will isolate you intentionally before he finally reveals you. And this powerful unsettling you feel is not a symptom of collapse. It is the undeniable evidence that heaven is currently rearranging the very architecture of your destiny. Chosen One, as your preparation intensifies, heaven is also rapidly sharpening your spiritual discernment. You are beginning to accurately perceive people far more clearly now. Their underlying intentions, their vibrational energy, their true motives. Things that used to innocently sail over your head are now instantly illuminated by undeniable spiritual clarity. You are quickly noticing who only applauds when you struggle, who only checks in when they desperately need something from you, who only shows up when they can directly benefit from your presence. This clarity is not delivered to make you bitter or cynical. It is delivered specifically to make you fundamentally wise. You cannot possibly carry divine wealth while operating with naive discernment. You cannot successfully walk into your next level while surrounded by people who only loved your previous, lesser one. And heaven is actively protecting your imminent elevation by exposing every soul who simply cannot be trusted with your inevitable breakthrough. There will come a specific moment, chosen one, when you look around your existing circle and realize with startling clarity that the room has become dramatically smaller, not because you are shrinking, but because God is expanding you far beyond your current surroundings. You will feel an irresistible urge to dream bigger, speak significantly less, and quietly build your foundation in secret. You will feel an undeniable pull to protect your powerful ideas, your finances, your heart's peace, and your sanity with a profound fierceness you never possessed before. This fierce urgency is divinely inspired. It is heaven's method of teaching you that your next spiritual level requires non-negotiable boundaries. You are no longer operating at the level of convenience or comfort. You are operating exclusively at the level of divine purpose, and purpose inherently requires powerful protection. Chosen One, the disciplined practice of acting poor when you achieve wealth is not a deceptive disguise. It is a spiritual discipline. It is the conscious decision to ensure that your true wealth grows exponentially deeper than your outward appearance, that your impact speaks infinitely louder than your ego, and that your internal wisdom remains powerfully stronger than your public reputation. This disciplined posture entirely confuses those who rely solely on visible status to measure true value. But genuine chosen ones understand perfectly that value is established and secured spiritually long before it ever manifests materially. The fundamental reason God trusts you with this extraordinary mantle is because he knows you will never trade your essential character for fleeting attention. He knows you will not mistakenly confuse temporary luxury with lasting legacy. He knows you will not sacrifice your profound peace simply to prove your manufactured status. You are being meticulously shaped into an individual who can hold immense wealth with genuine humility, who can wield widespread influence with absolute purity, and who can exercise authority with true compassion. And as this internal alchemy occurs, you will begin to notice something else powerful. Your spirit is much calmer now. You are no longer easily triggered by the petty things that once thoroughly shook you. You are no longer impressed by the shallow things that once completely distracted you. You are no longer truly threatened by the things that once intensely intimidated you. This profound calmness is not a weakness. It is irrefutable evidence of supreme spiritual maturity. It is the ripe fruit of internal battles you fought bravely in silence, great victories you won without any public applause, and deep healing you embraced when no one else was watching. Heaven fundamentally honors this kind of quiet strength. Heaven eternally rewards this kind of dedicated obedience. Heaven exclusively elevates those who prove faithful in the shadows long before the spotlight finally arrives. Chosen One, everything you are actively experiencing right now, the stretching, the separation, the sharpening, the profound silence, is building the necessary foundation for blessings that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. The intensity of the process is not meant to break you. It is precisely meant to prepare you. The waiting period is not meant to unnecessarily frustrate you. It is entirely meant to shape you. And the prevailing quiet is not meant to diminish you. It is strategically meant to position you. You are walking directly into a chapter where the wealth you will soon carry will be protected by the foundational wisdom you have already gained. And when the breakthrough ultimately arrives, you will handle it with grace, decisive authority, and profound reverence because you were intrinsically built for this moment long before you ever even asked for it. Chosen One, as you continue moving deeper through this intense inner transformation, heaven is now shaping a level of spiritual maturity in you that only a select few ever manage to reach. This profound maturity is not born from comfort or ease, but from absolute endurance. It is harvested from every season where you were compelled to stand alone, every solitary moment where you carried immense pain in silence, every single trial that ruthlessly forced you to strengthen spiritual muscles you didn't even know you possessed. What you are currently feeling, this quiet, emerging depth, this unshakable calm, this certain sense that something foundational within you has permanently shifted, is the irrefutable evidence that you have successfully crossed a critical spiritual threshold. You are fundamentally no longer who you used to be, and you will never, under any circumstance, return to that former version of yourself again. Your spirit has grown too strong, your discernment too razor sharp, your faith too firmly anchored. This is the precise stage where heaven begins to intricately weave together everything you mistakenly thought was wasted effort and turn it into undeniable power. Chosen One, there were many seasons in your life when you cried out and asked God why certain things failed to work out for you. Why specific opportunities mysteriously slipped through your hands. Why certain foundational relationships could not possibly survive the sheer elevation of your spirit. But now, the true answers are beginning to emerge with perfect clarity. God was never withholding what you deserved. He was actively protecting what He had already placed inside your essence. Had you received the blessing too prematurely, it would have been tragically mishandled. Had you connected yourself to the wrong, draining people, the blessing would have been completely drained dry. Had you lived loudly and publicly before your spirit was fully matured, it would have been recklessly destroyed. Heaven has been expertly guarding your destiny with surgical precision. And now you are beginning to see that every painful delay was strategically planned. Every setback was intensive preparation, and every closed door was a necessary, protective barrier. This is why your spirit feels dramatically different now. You no longer move with frantic desperation. You no longer make critical decisions driven by debilitating fear. You no longer crave external validation. You no longer desperately seek approval from people who were never actually assigned to support your specific calling. This is not emotional coldness. It is divine clarity. Your heart is becoming perfectly steady. Your spirit is becoming laser-focused. Your patience is becoming holy and sanctified. You are learning how to wait patiently without worrying. How to move decisively without forcing outcomes. How to speak intentionally without oversharing, and how to trust completely without trembling in doubt. This is undeniably one of the highest forms of spiritual strength, the unwavering ability to hold deep peace right in the middle of intense transition. Chosen One, you must deeply understand that heaven exclusively elevates those who possess the capacity to walk quietly with true greatness. The deliberate choice to act poor when you become wealthy is not simply about surface humility. It is a profound spiritual strategy. It is about actively ensuring that your true wealth grows far beneath the surface and is deeply rooted before it ever publicly appears above ground. It is about the fierce refusal to expose your emerging blessing to environments that cannot possibly steward or protect it. It is about expertly protecting the specific assignment God has entrusted to you from the eyes that do not carry the necessary love or purity required to witness its unveiling. This measured, secretive kind of movement appears mysterious and confusing to others, but it is simply divine wisdom in perfect motion. Real chosen ones instinctively know that the loudest and most visible path is almost never the safest or most sustainable one. And as you fully rise into this higher awareness, heaven is also strengthening your emotional intelligence exponentially. You have reached a spiritual point where you no longer respond to provocation in the immature way you used to. You do not feel the need to meticulously explain yourself to those who willfully misunderstand you. You do not waste precious breath trying to convince those who are firmly committed to misreading your spirit. You do not chase forced clarity with people who are fundamentally threatened by your powerful calling. Instead, you confidently allow God to separate what needs to be separated, expose what needs to be exposed, and silence what needs to be silenced. This is not passive resignation. This is spiritual mastery. You are actively mastering your emotions, mastering your reactions, mastering your chosen environment, and mastering your sacred inner state. True wealth flows most easily to those individuals who can first master themselves. Chosen One. One of the clearest, most undeniable signs that God is preparing you for a true elevation is that you begin to value privacy significantly more than performance. This profound shift is actively happening within you now. The source ends abruptly here, suggesting a continuation or fade out. Naturally, the urgency to seek external validation has faded completely. You are no longer eager, no longer compelled to announce your goals to the room, to prove your trajectory. Snorts, you have matured past the temptation to reveal your blessings prematurely, to expose the fragile seeds before they root. The desire to broadcast your moves, to seek the spotlight on every small step, has evaporated. Instead, a profound shift has occurred. You are now guided by a deeper, more sacred instinct, the fierce, unwavering impulse to protect and safeguard the divine blueprint that heaven is meticulously constructing in your life. And you feel this protective instinct resonating intensely, almost like a physical guardianship, because your spirit understands that the blessing approaching is monumental, far greater in scope, significance, and gravity than anything you have ever managed or possessed in previous seasons. God is not merely setting you up for a fleeting, visible moment of success, a temporary spotlight. His true intention is far grander. He is establishing you for a sustained, generational life characterized by true, rooted abundance. There was certainly a time when you felt the consuming, desperate need to prove your worth, when you chased the acknowledgement of those who consistently doubted your path and questioned your potential. You wanted others to witness, in real time, the progress you were painstakingly making, hoping their applause would validate your effort. But now, that internal landscape has undergone a seismic shift. A quiet confidence has taken root. You no longer require human eyes to witness the miracles God is working in your life. All you need is the certainty that God will continue the work He has begun. This internal metamorphosis is the essence of liberation. It is the purest form of spiritual freedom. It signifies the definitive release of the old, striving, people-pleasing self and the triumphant rise of the true, anointed self. Your core identity is no longer subject to the fickle judgment of external opinions. Your intrinsic worth is no longer tethered to shifting perceptions or superficial metrics. Your profound confidence is no longer dependent on the volume of human applause. It is derived exclusively from a deep, unshakable spiritual alignment. Chosen One. Heaven is presently orchestrating the introduction of the next decisive phase of your assignment. This phase is distinctly marked by an influence that is potent yet subtle and absolutely undeniable. A wealth that is robust yet quiet and enormously powerful. Opportunities that remain concealed from the public eye but are divinely and impeccably orchestrated. You will not feel the familiar strain or exhaustion of needing to chase anything in this coming season. The energy of pursuit is replaced by the magnetics of alignment. What is perfectly aligned with your destiny will, without fail, locate you. What inherently carries your name will inevitably find its way to your door. What heaven has eternally ordained will organically gravitate toward your life. And crucially, when this arrives, you will be fully endowed with the wisdom, the sacred humility, and the focused discipline required to handle it with absolute excellence. You are actively being shaped, molded, refined, and tested into a steward who can be trusted with significant capacity. And heaven never invests this deeply, with this level of intensity and commitment, in someone who is intended to remain ordinary. You are being elevated on every conceivable level. Quietly, steadily, divinely, chosen one. This next profound stretch of your journey is the sacred space where heaven begins the powerful, final alignment between the deepest parts of your identity and the magnificent destiny that has been held in waiting for you since the very beginning of time. You are stepping into a profound phase where every single experience, every crushing disappointment, every hard-won victory, and every moment of frustrating silence begins to seamlessly weave together into one undeniable, perfect, divine pattern. The clarity that once seemed frustratingly distant is now rapidly approaching your spirit, much like the undeniable light of a rising dawn. You are finally beginning to understand, with deep gratitude, precisely why God kept you hidden during those long seasons, why He deliberately silenced certain rooms and conversations around you, and why He strategically removed certain people from your path long before your natural mind could grasp the true purpose behind their absence. This profound understanding is not arriving through chaos or noise, but through gentle, unwavering spiritual revelation. Heaven is actively speaking in the stillness, guiding your steps, stretching your capacity, and shaping your character into someone truly capable of handling the staggering abundance that is drawing near to your life. And this particular abundance is far from ordinary. It is a profound inheritance, specifically ordained for someone who has bravely walked through deep darkness without once compromising or losing the purity of their inner light. Chosen one, the discipline of strategically acting poor or remaining discreet, even when God makes you profoundly rich, is becoming more than just a clever financial strategy for you. It is transforming into an instinctive, integrated way of being. You feel the profound sacredness of privacy now, understanding it as a spiritual shield. You sense the undeniable, compounding power of silence. You have fully internalized the necessity of deep, unwavering humility. You simply do not need to announce the foundational structure God is building. You do not feel the compulsion to broadcast every incremental step of your progress. You do not need to prove the reality of your elevation to external critics. Your spirit now inherently knows that divine wealth grows strongest and best when cultivated in hidden, rich soil. The less you are willing to reveal, the exponentially more space heaven has to expand and operate within your life. And somewhere deep inside you, a foundational truth is awakening. The most powerful, life-altering blessings are almost always the ones that remain unseen by the public eye. This is precisely why your natural instincts are sharpening with such precision, why your spirit is urging you relentlessly to stay quiet and protect your inner peace, and why your heart is instinctively leaning towards radical simplicity even as your life prepares for exponential expansion and manifestation. Chosen one, you are rising internally without the necessity of rising publicly. You are ascending to new spiritual heights without ever announcing your ascent or demanding fanfare. You are becoming the person you were meant to be without seeking or demanding recognition from those around you. And this invisible, sacred growth is absolutely confusing those who erroneously measure true success exclusively by visibility and surface appearance. Yet, visibility has never been the core of your calling. Impact has always been the non-negotiable core of your calling. Purpose has always been the gravity of your assignment. Destiny has always been the true, foundational core of your identity. Those who can only understand success on a superficial, surface level simply cannot comprehend the profound magnitude of the foundational work God is accomplishing within the hidden chambers of your heart. They fail to grasp that your strategic silence is not the result of emptiness or inactivity. It is the absolute fullness of intense preparation. It is the tangible fullness of profound maturity, of unseen, massive progress that is diligently building a strong, immovable foundation, a foundation capable of sustaining the sheer weight of what is rapidly coming. There will come a specific time, chosen one, when your life will shift so dramatically, so undeniably, that people will stand back and genuinely wonder how it possibly happened so fast. They will not be able to understand how someone who deliberately remained so humble, so quiet, so relentlessly inwardly focused could suddenly carry such an unprecedented level of favor and blessing. But you will know the truth. You will remember the late nights you intentionally chose prayer over paralyzing panic, deep discipline over easy distraction, profound humility over shallow performance, and grounded wisdom over reckless impulse. You will vividly remember the strategic seasons you walked away from the noise and the crowd to meticulously protect your fragile peace. You will remember every single moment heaven sovereignly called you into radical silence so that your spirit could grow and solidify its capacity. This sacred remembrance will serve as a powerful shield, protecting you from the insidious creep of pride and anchoring you in deep gratitude, as God effortlessly ushers you into exponentially higher realms of influence. Chosen One, there is also a completely new kind of strength rapidly forming inside the core of your being. A strength that does not need to shout, does not need to compete, does not need to demand validation or attention. It is the quiet, immovable strength of someone who knows, with absolute certainty, exactly who they are in God. This strength flows naturally from a place of deep peace, not from the crushing weight of external pressure. It flows from unwavering clarity, not from debilitating confusion. It flows from a solidified identity, not from crippling insecurity. You are actively becoming someone who walks into any room with a palpable, quiet authority, who moves through the world with a confidence that fundamentally does not require external validation, and who speaks with a wisdom that possesses inherent weight and does not need exaggeration or embellishment. This solidified strength is precisely what will empower you to carry great wealth without losing your spiritual grounding, to wield immense power without corrupting your spirit, and to manage vast influence without ever compromising your deep integrity. And aligned perfectly with this strength comes an even deeper, more refined discipline. You are mastering the skill of controlling your volatile impulses, your consumption habits, your emotional reactions, and your immediate environment. You are becoming a powerful gatekeeper, someone who protects their energy with sacred reverence, their precious time with rigorous discernment, and their divine vision with unwavering determination. This discipline is not strained or forced. It is utterly natural. It flows organically from the profound understanding that your life is transitioning into a new realm, one where toxic distractions simply cannot follow you. What once tempted you now feels curiously meaningless and dull. What once consistently drained your vital energy now feels spiritually incompatible and irrelevant. What once thoroughly entertained you now feels shallow and unfulfilling. These profound changes are not losses. They are undeniable evidence that your spirit is officially graduating to a higher plane. Chosen One, heaven is diligently preparing you for a future that unequivocally requires this advanced level of refinement and spiritual maturity. The blessings that lie ahead are simply too precious, too powerful in their assignment, and too purposeful to be entrusted to an unprepared version of you. You are rapidly stepping into a destiny defined by wealth that must be fiercely guarded, influence that must be wisely stewarded, and purpose that must be sacredly honored. This entire process of preparation is holy work. This profound transition is sacred territory. And even though it currently feels quiet, silent, and internal, it is one of the loudest, most undeniable signs that your breakthrough is exponentially closer than ever before. Chosen One, as you move deeper into this profound divine unfolding, heaven is now guiding you into the powerful realm where your hard-won inner transformation begins to translate into tangible, outward acceleration. This is the pivotal point in your journey where the foundational work God has been meticulously doing in silence starts to take clear, undeniable shape in the natural world. Even if, for now, only you can deeply sense its presence. You feel it profoundly when you wake up with a completely different quality of clarity, a spiritual knowing. You feel it when your spirit instinctively refuses to revert back to old, destructive patterns. You feel it when conversations that once casually entertained you now feel spiritually empty and draining. You feel it when your powerful intuition becomes significantly louder and more commanding than your paralyzing fears. These are not random, disconnected shifts. These are concrete signs that your elevation has already begun internally and is now rapidly preparing to manifest externally. Heaven always initiates movement in the spirit realm before it allows it to manifest in the physical realm. And your spirit is already witnessing the profound beginning of the glorious life you are about to step into. Chosen One. One of the strongest, most predictive indicators of a divine wealth transfer is the powerful, systematic way God begins to reposition and reprogram your core mindset. You cease thinking like someone desperately trying to survive, and you begin thinking, planning, and strategizing like someone diligently preparing to steward vast abundance. You stop dreaming strictly in terms of immediate limitations, and you begin dreaming boldly in terms of multi-generational legacy. You stop viewing temporary obstacles as undeniable signs of failure, and you begin viewing them as necessary spiritual training exercises. Even your core language changes. Words laced with doubt no longer feel natural or authentic coming from your lips. Words of unshakable faith feel inherently more authentic. Words rooted in fear feel profoundly foreign to your awakened spirit. This comprehensive mindset shift is not merely self-development or positive thinking. It is genuine anointing. It is the Holy Spirit powerfully renewing your mind, making it fit for the level of influence and responsibility you are rapidly entering. And aligned with this renewed mindset comes a heightened, profound awareness of responsibility. You begin to deeply recognize that the wealth that is transferring into your life is not fundamentally meant to inflate your personal ego, but to monumentally elevate your divine purpose. You start to feel the sheer weight of legacy, not in a crushing, burdensome way, but in a sacred, honoring way. You know instinctively, undeniably, that what God is purposefully placing in your hands will irrevocably impact generations that follow you. It will break debilitating cycles that your family, for generations, could not break. It will heal deep generational wounds that your ancestors carried. It will powerfully rewrite family stories that were once tragically marked by relentless struggle and lack. This profound recognition humbles you completely. It sobers your perspective. It deeply solidifies your sense of calling. And this level of grounded humility is exactly the essential quality heaven requires from someone entrusted with supernatural generational abundance. Chosen One. The fundamental reason God teaches you to remain discreet and act poor when you become rich is because He wants your heart anchored firmly in Him, not inflated by external possession. There is a common, destructive kind of wealth that inevitably destroys those who are emotionally and spiritually unprepared for its weight. But the wealth God is actively giving you is not common or ordinary wealth. It is wealth specifically stamped with a divine assignment. It is kingdom wealth, and kingdom wealth fundamentally requires kingdom humility. You simply cannot be the kind of person who carelessly flaunts blessings that were inherently meant to be stewarded strategically. You cannot be the kind of person who constantly seeks validation through superficial material things. You cannot be someone who requires a public audience to celebrate the deep, formative work heaven is diligently doing in privacy. God is intentionally shaping you into someone who carries abundance with the quiet, steady dignity of a servant and the undeniable, firm strength of a true leader. Someone who walks in profound wealth quietly because they understand its overarching purpose loudly and clearly. There was a pivotal time in my own life when I mistakenly thought blessings were inherently meant to be publicly displayed, when I genuinely believed that elevation absolutely required visibility to be validated and affirmed. But I quickly and painfully learned that the things God treasures and values most deeply are the very things He protects through the strategic use of discretion. When God elevates you, He often does it in quiet, counterintuitive ways that completely confuse those who are merely watching the surface. They will observe no dramatic public change. Yet your entire spiritual position and capacity will have fundamentally shifted. They will assume you are living a simple, constrained life, not knowing that heaven is actively constructing an unimaginable future for you behind the scenes, far from prying eyes. And when the perfect divine timing is right, God will reveal what He has been constructing, not primarily to impress the world, but solely to fulfill your specific assignment and destiny. You are entering this exact, pivotal phase now. Chosen One. This season is also ruthlessly sharpening your emotional self-control and resilience. You are mastering the art of deliberately walking away from conflict that, in the past would have instantly consumed and derailed you. You are learning to let dignified silence speak volumes for you instead of feeling the compulsive need for frantic explanations. You are learning to completely release the burdensome need to be understood or validated by every person you encounter. You are learning the divine skill of holding your peace, internally unshakable, even when you are actively provoked. These changes are not small adjustments. They are massive spiritual milestones. They are undeniable evidence that you are becoming a person who can handle major influence without losing their composure or grounding. Someone who can confidently sit at higher, strategic tables without bringing the volatile reactions of their old life. Someone who can carry genuine authority without the corrosive taint of arrogance. And as this emotional strength deepens its roots, your spiritual discernment becomes your most powerful shield. Heaven is actively teaching you how to immediately identify spiritual traps that are cunningly disguised as tempting opportunities. How to accurately recognize people who enthusiastically love your manifest gift but harbor deep resentment toward your quiet growth. How to see clearly through superficial praise that has hidden, manipulating motives, and how to instantly sense when someone's very presence is silently draining the vital energy from your spirit. This finely tuned discernment will save you from toxic environments that cannot possibly sustain your future assignment. It will unerringly guide you toward relationships that genuinely strengthen and amplify your purpose, and it will fiercely protect your mind from the pervasive noise that tries constantly to distract you from your ultimate destiny. Chosen one, you are also beginning to feel a quiet, profound confidence steadily rising within you. Not the aggressive confidence that must constantly demand attention and validation, but the settled confidence that stands immovably firm even when surrounded by silence. The confidence that deeply knows God is moving and operating even when your natural eyes cannot yet perceive the visible movement. The confidence that completely trusts divine timing even when your human flesh screams at you to rush the process. The confidence that knows you are chosen, not because of the material things you momentarily have, but because of the magnificent, disciplined person you are steadily becoming. And now, heaven is positioning you for the next, even deeper revelation of your unique calling. You are stepping into a chapter where powerful blessings will begin to effortlessly locate you, where major opportunities will perfectly align themselves with your name and reputation, where supernatural favor will conspicuously appear in places you never had to pursue or strive for. This will not happen because you are striving, hustling, or overworking, but because you are fully aligned. Not because you are loud or demanding, but because you are faithfully obedient. Not because you seek public visibility, but because you seek divine obedience. Your elevation is rapidly approaching quietly and undeniably. And soon, everything God solemnly promised will begin to fully unfold in spectacular fashion. Chosen one, as you step into this new dimension of your profound journey, heaven is now sealing within you foundational lessons that cannot be shaken by temporary circumstance, human opinion, or environmental pressure. You are definitively entering the phase where what you've diligently learned internally must become an unshakable, immovable truth embedded within your spirit. This is the stage where God anchors your identity so deeply that no amount of blessing can possibly inflate your ego, and no battle can possibly break your spirit. And as this permanent anchoring takes place, you will observe a dramatic, compelling shift in how you carry yourself through the world. You speak less frequently, but when you do, your words carry substantially more weight and conviction. You react less impulsively, but when you do act, it is with greater wisdom and intention. You choose to show less of your hand publicly, but internally you inherently know more. This is the mature character of someone heaven is preparing for supernatural influence, supernatural authority, and supernatural abundance. You are no longer solely shaping yourself through personal effort. You are actively being shaped by the deliberate hand of God Himself. Chosen one, you must deeply understand that divine wealth requires a level of inner clarity and stillness that the chaotic world simply cannot provide you. This is precisely why God has been systematically removing non-essential distractions from your path. You may have noticed that certain old habits no longer feel spiritually aligned or appealing. Certain people no longer fit or resonate with your spirit, and certain places no longer feel like a comforting home. This is not emotional inconsistency or instability. It is divine spiritual refinement. Heaven is deliberately clearing the surrounding noise so you can hear precise instruction clearly. Heaven is purposefully narrowing your path so you can walk straight and without deviation. Heaven is systematically removing all counterfeits and decoys so that the real, authentic blessings can successfully reach you. Every strategic subtraction in your life right now is deliberately making sacred room for a divine addition. Chosen One, there is a specific, powerful version of you that heaven is revealing slowly, quietly, and intentionally. This version of you is disciplined, intensely focused, deeply discerning, emotionally steady, spiritually mature, and profoundly anchored in divine purpose. This version of you does not rush critical decisions. This version does not chase fleeting validation. This version does not live in fear of being misunderstood. This version does not lose inner peace over temporary, minor storms. And now, you are beginning to feel this powerful, true version rising forcefully from within. You can distinctly sense that your immediate responses are fundamentally different. Your mindset is permanently different. Your true desires are sanctified and different. Your entire perspective is elevated and different. This is the undeniable feeling of true elevation. Not loud, not dramatic, but steady, profound, and utterly undeniable. You are learning the essential skill of how to hold immense power without needing to perform for others. You are learning how to carry significant wealth without needing to flaunt or display it. You are learning how to walk securely in your purpose without needing the external validation of applause. These foundational lessons are priceless. They are forming the immovable bedrock of the next chapter of your life, where God will elevate you in profound ways that will leave even you in absolute awe. Chosen One, understand this deeply. The wealth God is preparing to deliberately place in your hands is fundamentally not meant for shallow, self-centered living. It is meant for profound construction. The construction of purpose, the building of legacy, the execution of impact, and the generational transformation of your family line. This is precisely why God is strengthening your core from the inside out. You cannot possibly build what heaven intends for you if the wrong voices still heavily influence you, if your raw emotions still relentlessly control you, or if your sudden impulses still lead your actions. This level of destiny requires disciplined structure. It requires strategic planning. It requires the inherent ability to carry abundance with wisdom and humility instead of prideful ego. And heaven is diligently ensuring that by the time the blessing successfully reaches you, you will be fully, spiritually capable of protecting and sustaining it. Chosen One, there will be intense moments in this season when you feel a strange, powerful tension between where you currently stand and where you intuitively know you are going. You will feel spiritually too big for your current, confining environment but not yet fully stepped into the expansive freedom of your next one. This tension is divine in origin. It is the signature sign that you are actively transitioning dimensions. Heaven is stretching you, not with the intent to break you, but to perfectly prepare your spirit for the massive expansion that is coming. Growth always feels intensely uncomfortable before it settles and feels natural. Elevation always feels deeply unfamiliar and strange before it finally settles in and feels like home. You are currently in the sacred hallway between your old season and your glorious new one. And though it feels tight, compressed, and isolating, it is completely temporary. And once God swings open that next massive door, you will fully understand why the hallway had to be narrow, focused, and private. Chosen One, you are mastering the profound power of strategic silence. You are discovering, with revelatory clarity, that not everything needs to be publicly announced, fiercely defended, or painstakingly explained. You are realizing that privacy produces unparalleled protection, and protection inevitably produces consistent progress. You do not need to prove your intrinsic worth to anyone outside of God. You do not need to frantically validate your calling. You do not need to justify the solitary nature of your journey. Heaven is your unimpeachable witness, and heaven's approval is abundantly enough. And now, heaven is meticulously preparing to reward the hidden seeds you diligently planted in silence. Every moment you held your tongue instead of reacting, every profound sacrifice you made privately, away from the applause, Every discipline you wholeheartedly embraced when absolutely no one was watching your effort. Every tear you cried without seeking recognition or comfort. Heaven recorded it all. Nothing was wasted. Nothing was unseen. Nothing was ignored. The accelerated season ahead of you will reveal the crystal clear reason behind every private battle and every moment of seclusion. You will harvest publicly what you faithfully nurtured in private, chosen one. Prepare yourself. The profound shift you feel is truly only the very beginning. What God is about to powerfully unfold in your life will definitively confirm that everything quiet, everything hidden, everything seemingly painful, and everything disciplined was absolutely worth the price of admission. Chosen One. As you enter this next advanced stage of your unfolding destiny, heaven is strategically stabilizing everything within your spirit that once felt fragile, uncertain, or easily shaken by external forces. You are stepping into a secured realm where your spirit is no longer unduly influenced by temporary storms or chaotic circumstances, where your emotions no longer capriciously dictate your direction, and where your divine vision is no longer clouded by the pervasive distractions of your past life. This is the critical stage where God powerfully reinforces and cements everything He has diligently built in you. The foundation is no longer shifting or unstable. It is solidifying into rock. The new, true identity is no longer forming or aspirational. It is decisively emerging. The calling is no longer whispering tentatively. It is speaking with undeniable, foundational authority. And you are beginning to sense this deep, structural shift even before the public evidence fully arrives. You feel stronger, clearer, calmer, and more perfectly aligned than you have ever been before. Chosen One, you have reached the pivotal point in your journey where God is not only training you to successfully receive wealth, but also to sustain it, multiply it exponentially, and govern it with unwavering wisdom. Many people can manage blessings for a fleeting moment, but very few can successfully carry the weight of blessings for a lifetime. Heaven is preparing you specifically to be counted among the few. That is precisely why your patience has deepened its roots. That is why your discernment has become razor sharp. That is why your spirit has grown quieter, wiser, and more fundamentally stable. You now possess the inherent understanding that true wealth is not successfully kept by aggressive force, loud noise, or ostentatious display. It is securely kept by internal discipline, profound humility, advanced emotional maturity, and deep spiritual grounding. And these priceless qualities are no longer just concepts you aspire to achieve. They are intrinsically becoming your very nature and default mode of operation. Chosen One. You may have noticed that your core priorities are undergoing a radical change. What once seemed critically important no longer holds any weight. What once appealed to your ego now feels overwhelmingly shallow. What once effortlessly captured your restless attention now feels utterly meaningless. Let us move past the background noise. What you are sensing is not mere weariness or apathy. This is the unmistakable sensation of divine elevation. Your very essence, your spirit, is rapidly outgrowing the stale environments, the superficial conversations, and the restrictive habits that were once your comfort zone. These old containers are simply too small now to hold the expansive, majestic person you are rapidly transforming into. This truth resonates deep within your core. An undeniable, internal knowing that specific aspects of your life are no longer congruent with the profound purpose you are moving toward. Understand this. Heaven is executing a necessary, precise pruning of distractions. This is not divine malice or punishment. It is strategic preparation. The elevated, powerful version of you that is poised to step into this next consequential chapter absolutely cannot be weighed down by the exhausting, soul-draining noise that crippled your former self. As this profound internal revolution takes hold, watch carefully as your external life begins, inevitably, to mirror this seismic shift. Your deepest goals will crystallize with startling clarity. Your complex decisions will resolve into precise, confident actions. Your personal boundaries will solidify into unshakable firmness. Your mental focus will achieve surgical sharpness. You will inherently cease the futile chase after opportunities that were never intended for your path. you will stop exhausting yourself fighting to retain relationships or circumstances that God Himself is surgically excising. You will never again compromise your potential by settling for limitations your spirit has powerfully transcended. This radical clarity is irrefutable evidence that the hand of heaven is orchestrating and guiding your every deliberate step. This entire process serves as tangible proof that the Almighty is actively shifting your trajectory, moving you decisively from the fog of confusion into luminous clarity, transitioning you from directionless wandering into sacred purpose, and elevating you from the struggle of mere survival into the weight and honor of divine assignment. Chosen One, concurrent with this shift, heaven is fundamentally instructing you in the immense power of rigorously protecting your peace. You now possess an immediate, spiritual discernment to sense precisely when an individual's presence disrupts the harmony of your inner world. You feel instantly when a conversation acts as a siphon, draining your precious mental and emotional energy. You instinctively recognize those who are desperately attached to your old, diminished season rather than celebrating your vibrant new one. And instead of falling into the old pattern of over-explaining your choices, defensively justifying your actions, or trying to convince others of your worth, you now instinctively and quietly create distance. This deliberate act is not coldness. It is profound stewardship. You are intentionally managing and safeguarding your energy, your mental landscape, your emotional reserves, and ultimately, your sacred destiny. When God initiates a true elevation, the rules of engagement change entirely. Peace becomes your most valuable currency. Clarity replaces doubt as your singular focus. Silence becomes the most potent strategy in your arsenal. Recall the days when you were desperate for others to grasp the complexity of your path, when you felt obligated to spend energy justifying your decisions, validating your boundaries, or constantly proving your progression. Those taxing, draining days are decisively in the past. Something core within you has awakened, a realization that radically simplifies your life. Understanding from others is not a prerequisite for divine obedience. External approval is utterly irrelevant to your destined elevation. And human permission is certainly not required for you to step into your destiny. Only one thing matters: deep, unwavering alignment with God. And that alignment, quiet, confident, and utterly secure, is exactly where you are standing now. Chosen One, brace yourself. For you are entering the transformative season where heaven initiates the great return. Everything you grieved is lost, everything you sacrificially surrendered, and everything that was unjustly stolen from you, it is all coming back. But let go of any expectation of receiving the exact thing you lost. This restoration will not return in the original, flawed form. It will arrive multiplied, deeply purified, and definitively elevated. This is the nature of divine mathematics. God never merely replaces. When He restores, He always increases. When He repays the debt incurred against you, He exceeds the original measure. When He commits to rebuilding, He strengthens the foundation exponentially. What is approaching you now will not simply resemble what you lost. It will dramatically and definitively surpass it. Very soon, the clarity will be breathtaking. You will look back and understand with profound gratitude why specific doors had to be sealed shut, why certain critical relationships had to reach their natural, painful conclusion, and why particular battles had to be fought precisely in the manner they unfolded. Chosen One, the seismic breakthrough rapidly approaching your life is not marginal or insignificant. It is neither superficial nor fleetingly temporary. This is a breakthrough designed by heaven itself, one that will radically redefine your fundamental identity, stabilize your finances, clarify your enduring purpose, anchor your peace, heal your relationships, and secure your generational legacy. You are now transitioning into a majestic chapter where blessings will no longer be rationed, but will flow with divine abundance. Yet this flow is only possible because you have been meticulously refined into a vessel capable of carrying these blessings responsibly and with integrity. You faithfully endured the consuming fire, and now you are stepping into the solidified gold. You survived the intense, painful pruning, and now you are stepping into the lush, mature fruit. You willingly embraced the deep, isolating silence, and now you are stepping into the overwhelming revelation. Heaven meticulously observed your rigorous discipline, your heartfelt surrender, your measurable growth, and your unwavering resilience throughout every trial. And now, the long-awaited reward is already mobilizing. It is quiet, yet absolutely unstoppable. It remains hidden, yet profoundly powerful. It may have been delayed, but it is now undeniably imminent. Chosen One, as you engage this next, final stretch of preparation, recognize that heaven is aligning every single thread of your life's complex tapestry with a precision so divine that even the gaping wounds you previously questioned are now transforming into brilliant windows of profound understanding. You are beginning to grasp how every agonizing season served a vital purpose, how every frustrating delay carried a strategic intention, and how every single setback delivered an essential instruction. Truly, nothing in your journey was ever wasted. Not a single tear you cried in secret, not one bitter disappointment, nor a single lonely night spent wondering if your God still remembered your name. He did remember. He always remembered. And now, the palpable evidence of his remembrance is beginning to permeate the very atmosphere surrounding you. You feel it in the unyielding determination of your spirit, which now vehemently refuses to compromise or settle for anything less than its highest potential. You sense it in the magnetic pull of your heart toward a magnificent future you cannot yet physically see, but which you can already feel resonating deep in your bones. This is the unmistakable, gentle, yet insistent pressure of destiny, gracefully guiding you into the transcendent dimension of the person you were eternally designed to be. Chosen One, you are stepping onto a sacred ground where the circumstances that once shattered your composure now possess zero power to move you. The unbearable weight that once utterly exhausted you in previous seasons now rests surprisingly lightly on your shoulders, a testament to the fact that your spiritual strength was rigorously forged in the deepest silence. You have been stretched beyond your limits, refined by heat, tested by adversity, and irrevocably transformed by the process. The spiritual muscles you painstakingly built in isolation are now activating, granting you an intrinsic authority you were unaware you were cultivating. You now possess a quiet, unshakable power, a deep calmness that poses a direct threat to the insecure, a settled certainty that profoundly unsettles the unstable, and a rock-solid stability that confuses those who fully anticipated your collapse. This new, profound steadiness is not a lucky coincidence. It is the glorious result of every single internal battle you fought, and decisively won, completely unseen by the outside world. This is also the defining season where heaven begins to unveil the authentic, breathtaking magnitude of your sacred calling. You will finally gain complete clarity on why your journey could never resemble that of others. You will realize why shortcuts were unavailable to you, why you were prevented from simply following the ease of the crowd, and why you were forced to acquire spiritual discernment through difficult, real-world lessons. God was not harsh with you. He was intentionally constructing something sacred, something exceedingly rare, something enduringly strong within your character. A vessel worthy of bearing the weight of genuine, heaven-entrusted influence. The mantle you are destined to wear demands immense depth, and that depth was expertly forged through specific, high-pressure trials that only the truly chosen are equipped to withstand. As you ascend into these greater realms of influence, you will begin to see that the discipline of maintaining simplicity even when God makes you rich is not merely humility. It is profound wisdom. You will understand that this deliberate posture is not about concealing your blessings out of fear, but rather about fiercely protecting those blessings out of reverence for the giver. You will recognize how your simplicity shields you from undue attention, how your silence strategically safeguards your next move, and how your privacy meticulously preserves your internal sanctity. This posture is far from meekness. It is highly sophisticated strategy. It is the strategic posture of a steward who adamantly refuses to allow the chaotic world to mishandle the miraculous structure that heaven has painstakingly built. And precisely because of this strategic discipline, your wealth will endure for generations, your influence will legitimately expand, and your purpose will achieve unparalleled depth. Chosen One, heaven is finalizing your preparation to step into rooms and environments where the gravitas of your spirit will resonate infinitely louder than any words you might speak. You will enter settings where people will instinctively acknowledge your authority the moment you cross the threshold, long before you utter an introduction. They will sense the undeniable anointing, the strength embedded within your silence, the depth in your presence. While some will immediately honor this mantle, others will inevitably be intimidated by its magnitude. Crucially, neither reaction will possess the power to destabilize you, because you will enter these high places anchored firmly in your divine identity, not in the fleeting need for human validation. You will walk with the settled confidence of one who knows they were chosen by the Almighty long before they were ever seen by man. And as these expansive new doors swing open, you are destined to experience the pinnacle blessing heaven grants, a life that is no longer contingent upon fluctuating external circumstances to maintain its inherent internal peace. You will rise each morning possessing crystalline clarity. You will execute your day's tasks with deliberate intention. You will make critical decisions governed by profound wisdom. You will fiercely protect your emotional boundaries without the need for apology or explanation. You will invest in your growth and well-being without a trace of guilt. You will walk in lockstep with God without hesitation. This, above all, is the ultimate fruit of true elevation. Not sensational noise or dramatic spectacle, but absolute, unyielding stability. A stability that cannot be purchased, cannot be taught in a classroom, and certainly cannot be replicated by imitation. Chosen One, the place you are stepping into is far more than a mere new chapter. It is an entirely new dimension of existence. A dimension where your accumulating wealth is seamlessly aligned with your highest purpose. Where your expanding influence operates strictly according to unwavering integrity. And where your ultimate destiny is now perfectly synchronized with heaven's impeccable timing. The former version of you that incessantly questioned your intrinsic worth is now fully dissolved. The version of you that was plagued by doubt regarding your unique path has completely faded into history. What stands now is the individual heaven has meticulously molded, shaped, rigorously tested, and officially approved. You are undeniably ready. The necessary season of silence has successfully completed its refining work. The intensive pruning has fully served its restorative function. The challenging discipline of waiting has achieved its deep conditioning effect. And now, the abundant blessing will finally commence its magnificent work. Chosen One, as you conclude this powerful moment, hold what heaven has irrevocably spoken over you deep within your spirit. You are standing in your Kairos hour, the precise, divine moment where seeds that were hidden deep beneath the surface begin to forcefully break open, and your consistent, quiet obedience dramatically transforms into supernatural elevation. The transfer of authority has already begun. The seismic shift is already in irreversible motion. That which God has meticulously prepared for you is moving inexorably from the realm of the unseen into vivid manifestation, from a cherished promise into a powerful reality. Chosen One, walk forward from this moment with profound reverence. Diligently guard your humility. Fiercely protect your internal peace. Stay intensely aligned with the powerful anointing that sustained and carried you through every isolated, silent season. Understand this. Your established character is the final component completing the portrait that your blessings are about to dramatically unveil. And when God unveils what you faithfully built and cultivated in the shadows, that evidence will testify loudly, unequivocally, and gloriously of His faithfulness. If this message has resonated deeply within your soul, share it. Allow it to serve as a potent confirmation to another chosen one, and remain connected for the magnificent journey that awaits. Go forth in tremendous strength, walk in undeniable wisdom, and be surrounded by overflowing divine favor. Your next level of destiny has already begun.